Okay, we are up to mitzvah number 210, mitzvah Resh Yud, second to last mitzvah in Parshas Achrimos. Says the Torah towards the end of the Arayos, the last two Arayos. Last week we spoke about Mishkav Zachar, and today we speak about today and tomorrow's mitzvah of Hashem is about Mishkav Behema. Says the Torah, Uvachol Behema lo sitein shachav tchol l'tamava. Any animal, a person is not allowed to give their shchiva l'tamava, to become impure with it. That's the iser that the Chazal understand on the man. And a woman is also not allowed to be involved in such an act. Tevelhu, it is tevel. What does tevel mean? Rashi says, Lashon kadesh ve'erva v'ni'uf. It is a certain type of behavior that is called ni'uf, that is called being distrustful and not being involved in the type of physical relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us in. And Rashi calls it erva. Tevel, it's called an erva. Rashi has another pshat, davar achar tevel hu, lashon belila. It's a lashon of mixture. The irbuv, zera adam v'zera behema. Right? You're mixing up different types of species that are not meant to be together. Right? The Kuzari mentions the four level of species. We have the lowest level is the domain, the inanimate objects, the rocks, the dirt. The next level up is the tzomeach, the growers, trees and flowers and plants. The next level up are the animals, the balechayim, and the next level up are the medaber, people. So if you start mixing and matching, that's tevel. Tevel is a mixture. Balul, like Talmud Bavli is balul, so tevel is from the word balila, without the tuf, mixed up. So that is the iser of Mishkav Behema. Again, one of the isurim that is something that is l'chora, there is no taiva for. The Gemara says that Bilam was involved in Mishkav Zachar, and the Dor HaMabo was involved in Mishkav Zachar. But this is the Isser that we get to discuss today. It says the Sefer Chinuch HaMitzvah Resh Yud, Sholosh Achivim HaBehemos, Bein Sheba HaIsh Al HaBehema, O Shehevi HaBehema Alav HaKol Bechlal. It doesn't matter if the man is the active or the passive party in the physical act with the animal. That is Aser Da'oraisa. U'Bechlal Behema Chaya Gamken. It doesn't mean Behema in the halachic sense. Behema can mean chaya too, right? To be domesticated or non-domesticated animal, doesn't matter. Shneamar uvachol behema lo sitein shechavtecha. Uvachol behema includes chayos as well. The Minchas Chinuch notes the Rambam. Also, ofos are included if there's a possibility for a large oaf to have a type of relationship with a human. But that's all included in vachol behema. Mishar shei mitzvah. The shorash behind this mitzvah is obvious, but the Chinuch explicates somewhat. Shashem baruchu chafet shiyu kol aminim shebar bo lam. Hashem wants all species in the world to be able to reproduce itself. Ukimosha Baba Kasa Bitchila Sabriya. Like the Pazak says in Braces, Shekasa Bachol Menu Min Limine, according to their type. Meaning Hashem wants the generations and the offspring to continue. Umiyos cheftso barachu bazeh. Since Hashem wants this, lo timatzi habracha vagdula b'mashu behepech. One will not find bracha. Bracha always means overflow. One will not find that by species that intermix. Kamoshi yadua lona b'prados. Bezrim will talk about this when we talk about kilayim in Parshas Kedoshim. When we talk about mules. Shebos b'tarobos shnei minim. You have a horse and a donkey. Shein aparam v'robos. Right? They cannot reproduce. It's stuck. It's the end. That's not what Hashem wants. V'chein kol ilon amorka mishnei ilonos. He also says trees that are interbreeded. Lo yitzlach lasos brikamo. They will not produce fruit as well as purebred trees. V'kol shekein b'min ha'adam. Shua mufchar b'chol. If this applies within animals or within fruit and within trees, surely it applies mixing the species, chas v'shalom, a human and an animal, she'ein ra'ui she'yis arev b'min ha'behema ha'pachos v'agaruot. It's inappropriate for a human to have a relationship with an animal, ha'pachos v'agaruot. Okay, one thought to mention on the related to animals right here. Is the thought that has come up from the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Shir a couple of years ago, and that's the Beis HaLevi beginning of Parshas Noach. We're talking about intermixing. So how would it be? Do animals have a type of taiva? Do animals have a yetzahara to try to lust after eno minon, like the Gemara talks about by people that the nedar mayim genuvim yimtaku, that mankind has a taiva for what is forbidden? Do animals have that? So the Beis Halevi says lachorinat. We're going to talk about later, Beth Hashem, about das for animals. But how is it? So how is it possible that sometimes we find in history, for example, in the Dora Mabel, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Ches, that animals had a taiva for enon minam melamed sheher biu behema al chaya v'chaya al behema v'kulam al ha'adam v'adam al kulam. Right, they all intermix with each other. Animals and people, they violated bestiality. This is a daraisa. So how is it? Umedish Rabba, Parshas Bereishis, the Kulam Kilkub Maseim, Hakel of Holicha Itzal Zaev, Vatarnagol El Atavas, Hishchus Kolbasar is Darko Ala Aretz. So not only does the Chazal in Gemara Sanhedrin, we seem to say that the people did it, then you have to say it's not the animal's fault, but the Medrash says that the animals themselves went after each other. Me'alam Asukain. The question is, Behema Ein Lo Yitzahara Lin Yonim Eluv, Heich Tasek Kedvar Malalu. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an animal, L'chora, an animal just goes with its min, goes what naturally comes to it. So ask the Beis Halevi, what exactly is happening here? That's the question of the Zohar. Ibnei Nasha Chatan Beiri Va'ofa Shmaya V'Shar Biryan Machatu. Right? What's the why they punish? Amarle Begin Dechsev Ki Yishus Kol Basar Kulu Havi Mechabli Urchayu. They each made terrible, destroyed their way. Shavku Zinayu V'Davku Bezine Achri. They went to the others. The question is why? Says the Beis Halevi. Rak Ha'inyan Dekemo Dehaadam Po'el Ba'atzmo Al Yidei Hergelo B'Maisav Arayim. Just like a person affects themselves with the actions that they do. Va'osa Ba'atzmo Tevashnia Lios Tivo Mishto Cake V'Nimshach Lasos Kemasav Akodmim. Like the Chinuch says many times, Acharei Pe'ulos Nimshach Lasalavavos. The more we're involved in something, the more generally we want to be involved in something, the more we are involved in Averis. Avera Gores Avera, right? Schar Avera Avera, Nasis Lokaheter, many chazals that tell us that it's easier once one goes down a certain path. Vegam im besichlo makir kilo tovimim, even if I know in my mind that it's not good. But it's hard. So a man is affected by his actions. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, says the Beis Halevi, so too we understand, not only are we affected by our actions, but our surroundings are affected by actions. Our chevra. If I involve myself in a negative chevra, that's going to negatively impact me. That applies on a person himself, and that applies within people. And the chiddush that the Chazal are telling us here is that not only applies to people, it applies to even the non-human elements of our surroundings. Mikol makom ayidei hemshecho achar eiza taiva hu magber kocha shal taiva lazu asher mashri zeh betava shal kol habruin. If a person has a taiva for something unnatural, that will affect the animals as well. Uba ha'olam lios tivam nimshach lazet yosem imasha yekodem. Kikin yosan malko shalolam. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. Behitbiyu teva l'chol briyosav lios tivam nishtaneh. V'nimshach achar maisa adam ergelu. Man determines his environment and his society. If man is a tzaddik, then the environment is pure and righteous as well. Ukefi rov asiyas ha'adam ken yishtaneh tevel shokul. Im ma'at v'im harbe. So the Mabel, the Dora Mabel, was so terrible, so involved in these disgusting activities that even the animals became involved in them because it affected them. They were so shakua in it, the whole land, all beings. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy everything, and he had to start again because the whole land was mushchas. All of the animals, even involved, were mushchas in this. That's what he even says, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that tells us in Perek Dalet that we're going to have to stand din v'cheshbon. What's din and what's cheshbon? What's the two? So the Vilna Gaon has quoted us saying din v'cheshbon, din is what we did, and cheshbon is what we could have done during the time that we did what we did. So that's a pretty scary thought, din and cheshbon. But says the Beis Halevi, according to this pshat, din is what I did, and cheshbon is what I caused others to do. Rak deim shtei bechinos. De din hu ala maisem sha'asa ba'atzmo. V'cheshbon hu shemechashvin imo b'cheshbon. Kama mehachalakim yeshlo b'maisav shel chaveiro. I have the mailus and the chesronus of my friend. However I affected them. So therefore this is something that one has to be very careful about and realize the chevra. That's the message of the Beis Halevi. But for our purposes, it explains how there was this taiva for animals not being with their type, and people with animals, animals with people, bizaman darha mabul, because that is the level that the world can be brought down to if people are involved in such activities. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch Midini HaMitzvah. Masha Pirzu Zecharim LaBracha Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet Shein Chilik Bazeh Beimei Megdol Ktana. It doesn't matter what age animal it is. Shneamar Uvachol Behema Klomer Afilu Biyom Leidasa. Even on the day the animal's born, still there's going to be an Issa D'Araisa of, I can't bring it for a carbon yet, but it's an Issa of mating with it. Vein chilek vein abalek kadark or shlo kadark. It doesn't matter whether it's what type of physical relationship. But kol inyan mikiven shaharaba. Once the physical relationship is started, so then miyad there's an isser of skila. One doesn't have, like when it comes to human beings, there's something called tchilas bia sof bia. Doesn't apply to animals, right? Chas v'shalom. Once the act starts, boom, it is usser. And the yatar pratim he continues. One could find in Mistachas Sanhedrin. Finishing up in August, Zeb b'chol makom b'chol zman. The sister applies always. Uva over leb amazed v'yesh in the vasra niskal kamosh amanu. This is one of the chiyuve skila. V'im ein aid dem b'karis. Without witnesses, then one's chayev karis. B'shogeg, one is chayev echadas kavua bizman habayis. The Milchas Chinuch says in Oz Gimel that this is another one of the arayas that applies to all people of the world. U'mitzvah zu kol b'nei ha'olam mitzuvim. All people are mitzvah. Like he said, he doesn't say it, the chinuch doesn't say it beferish here in this mitzvah, but he says it in the end of the previous mitzvah. If you remember the end of the Mishkav Zachar, v'zos bin ha'arayis, shenitztavu ala kol b'nei ha'olam b'chlal, bein Yisrael, o kol shar ha'umo. So just like that is included, Mishkav Zachar, so too, this is included as well. The Rambam says that the Minchas quotes, the animal is not killed, which we'll talk about in a second, but that is the halacha. It applies to Bnei Noach as well. If you look in Minchas Chinuch and Oz Beis, he brings up an interesting discussion. And that is, the Chinuch said, doesn't matter how old the animal is. V'gam ein chilek bein behema zachar ochaya. Doesn't matter whether the animal is a male or a female. Does not matter whether if a man is involved in a relationship even with a male animal that is asur daraisa. V'cheinim hevi uhu alav upashur. Doesn't matter. Olinim avur barambam. Dim habeim at shreifo nishkudubor v'simonim. Even if the animal is about to die, the animal is a treifa, halachically. Mikomakom dina kechay l'chal davar chetamus. Fine, for other halachas, treifa might have a difference, but when it comes to this iser, a treifa or an animal that nishcha durov simanin is still considered an animal regarding the iser of mishkav behema. But then he quotes, v'ayin b'chulin daf ayin dalan amabeiz, d'gam b'ben pakua chayva rovo. Ben pakua, also, what's the Ben Pakua? Remember those who did Dafyomi, the fourth parak in Mesechus Chulin, it was all about Ben Pakua. I shecht an animal, and inside that animal is another animal. It was about to give birth, but it was a live animal, Mida Oraisa, as we'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a second. That the animal does not need Shechita if the mother was a Kshera. So the Gemara and Rishonim and Achronim discuss what is the halacha Ben Pakua regarding various halachas. After all, Mida Oraisa, you don't have to give Shechita to this animal. Mida Rabbanan, if it walks around, Marasayan, so I'm supposed to, I have to shecht it. But Mida Raisa does not need. So is this called an animal or not? So the Minchas Chinuch here says, regarding Revia, regarding Mishkav Behema, it is called a regular animal. Ben Pakua Chayiv Harov O. He says the Rambam does not quote it, but Hadin Din Emes. Really, this is a question you have to ask in many areas of halacha. What is the status of a Ben Pakua? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea Simen Yud Gimel, the top of the title of the Simen is Baalei Chayim She'enam Tzrichim Shechita. Animals that don't require shechita. So, first you're going to talk about dagim v'chagavim, fish. Fish and grasshoppers only need what's called asifa. They need to be gathered. When I catch a fish, I don't have to shecht it at all. So I have to make sure it's a kosher fish. Umutar lochla mesim, olachtuch meim eva laachlo. The Rama says, but that is fish and grasshoppers. But the next halacha, are there any animals that don't need shechita? Right here, ben pakua. Hashochet is a behemah of an imseis kshera. If I shecht an animal and it turns out to be a kshera, umatza ba ubar ben ches ben chai ben meis o ben tes meis mutter ba achila veinaton shechita. If the animal is dead already, or if the animal is even alive but it's an eighth monther, which they thought in those days, in the days of the Talmud, that it was going to die, then it does not need shechita. But if you find a live, healthy baby, healthy offspring in there, im hifris al gabe karka, ta'un shchita. If it moves around, it needs shchita because of maris ayin. Says the Taz, bishom maris ayin, da'asi lechlufe bebehema gemura, kivet shagam ze hifris al gabe karka. You see an animal walking around, so how can you say that you're able to eat this? You can go over and take a bite out of the animal, just kill it. People will say, wow, What's he doing? So if it moves around, midrabanan, it needs shchita. Then the Gemara, the Taz discusses my lishai my dina b'di'eved im lo nishchat. If you didn't shecht it and you killed it, are you allowed to eat it there? Meaning, how much were the rabanan mokim their din dirabanan? Okay, that is halacha ben pakua. So we'll get back to maybe some of the lundus in a minute if we have time. But the question is, what about other areas of halacha? So for shchita, midaraisa does not need shchita. The Gemara in Chulin discusses, what about, here, our halacha of Revia is discussed there. The Gemara there says, right in the middle of the daf, rovo v'choreshbo. What if I plow with it? Is this considered an ox? Let's say an ox is a bempakua. So if I have a baby ox, that's a bempakua, and I plow with a keves, so is that chai mishum kilayim for cross working the animals? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, lemuti rova v'choreshbo. What does that mean? So the pashtus, this is what Rashi says it means, that for these halachas, it's considered an animal. It's considered a shor. It's considered an animal for Hilchas Revia. That's what Rashi says. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom there, it's just the opposite, he says. Rovo v'choreshbo, klomar, dechsiv behemta cholo serbia kilayim, ve'eino chashiv behema l'ninarva. Rabbeinu Gershom argues on what the Minchas Chinuch says here. It's not a behema. It's not a behema. Ben Pakua is not a behema. The choresh bo de eno chayev mishum kilayim de charisha de eno chashe behema. To me, nolan de mechayev akalayim de charisha de chsiv lo shachros b'shor v'chamor yachtav uben pakua eno chashev shor de domi kabisra ba'alma. It's like a piece of meat. I mean, the raisa, you don't need it to be shechted. So machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom regarding this halacha. What about, later on, the Gemara there, Chulin Ayin Dalam Abbas asks, what about for Peter Chamor? We know if I have a firstborn Chamor, a Jew owns a donkey, there's a firstborn Chamor, so then the Jew has to redeem it, switch the status over to the sheep, and give the set to the Kohen. Can he use a seh that is Ben Pakua to redeem it with? So the Gemara has the suffix. The Gemara asks, the Gemara has a machlokas about it. Kivan. It's like meat in a pot. It's like meat. So you can't use it. This seh looks like a seh, but it's really meat. Oh, Dilma, Kivan, Deroy, Vazel, Varad Vasi, says it's running around. Seh Karina Bay, it's a seh. Right? So in all these areas, one has to ask the question. One final area, and that is the Minchas Chinuch himself, asks in Mitzvah Chavav, back in Parshas Yisro, what about if I shecht a ben pakua for Avodah Zarah? Really, this animal does not need shechita. So what if I shech this animal for Avodah Zarah? The Gamnira says the Minchas Chinuch back there in Chaf Vav Gimel. Dim shachad ben pakua l'Avodah Zarah. Af de ein otan shechita klau, mikamakom l'inyan Avodah Zarah, mikri shaper shechita. I think it's called shechita, just like by Revi and Harisha in Chulin Ayin Dalan. So he's following Rashi's pshat. Rashi, who says that Agamar says for Revi and Harisha is called a real animal, so too for Avodah Zarah. The Minchas Chinuch says that it will be called an animal. Mikol Makom, then he goes back on himself a little bit. Sarach Iyun, the Efshar Kivan to be Yisrael, Havi Kemunach Bitikula, Havi Rak Chagav. It's like a grasshopper which doesn't need. Ein Avudasa Bekach, Sarach Iyun. See, he's Sarach Iyun. The lundus behind all of this discussion could be what the Achronim all deal with in the fourth parak there in Chulin, and that is, what does it mean that a ben pakur does not need shechita? Does that mean really it does not need shechita? It's the min that does not need shechita? Or lundus, the shechita of the mother worked for the child, and the offspring as if it had shechita. It didn't have a physical shechita on it, but it had the chalo shechita. The heter shechita was chal on it. That all might be what's behind the machlokas Rashi Rabbi Nagershim, might be behind the suffix of the Gemara about Pidgin Aben. Maybe it is a shachut. Or do we say no? It wasn't even subject and didn't need the concept of shechita itself. So that's the chakira that's discussed in Ben Pakua. But here the Minchas Chinuch says it's clear to him that a Ben Pakua, one who would be chayev for Mishkav Behema. One other final point that is connected to this mitzvah, and that is, if an animal is involved in this, we know the person is chayev misa and chayev skila. What about the animal? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the animal is also put to death. Right, the Torah says it, but the Gemara there discusses it. On Daf Nun Dalet, that the animal is put to death. V'haba, the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Nun Dalet, haba ala zachar v'ala behema. V'ha'isha ha'mevi'as ha'behema b'skila. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, im ha'adam chata behema machata, why are you putting the animal to death? The animal has, we said before, the animal has a taiva for this? No. Two reasons the Mishnah gives. El lefisha ba'ala adam takala al yada. Since a person had such a takala through this being, lefichach amar kasati sakel. You can't have this animal walking around. It's the source of such terrible tragedy. The source of such a terrible act, so you have to kill the animal. Davar acher. Or it's an embarrassment issue. Shalotei behemo, veres bashuk. The animal's going to be walking on the shuk, and people are going to say, "Oh, that's the animal that so and so had a relationship with and was killed for it." Oh, it's embarrassing for the person, for the family. So therefore, we have to put the animal to death. One of those reasons. What the Gemara calls either takala or kalon. Takala meaning it caused the problem, or kalon it caused the embarrassment. There's an interesting arach laner there, just derech agav on that Mishnah in Sanhedrin. What are we darshaning the reasons for? The Torah says to put it to death. The Gemara even based on those reasons say, oh, what if it was a guy? What if it was a shogeg? Do we put the animal to death? But it's all darshin and time and tekra. I thought we paskin that we're not darish time and tekra. Ask the Arach Laner. So the Arach Laner says an amazing chiddush. The Arach Laner says we're only not darish time and tekra if when we would be Dorish time at the Krah, that would change the pashtus of the Pasuk. So for example, the case of the returning the Mashkon to the Almana, if we Darsh time at the Krah, we would only return it by a poor Almana and not a rich Almana. So that's when we Pasuk, we don't Darsh time at the Krah. The reasons for Psukim. But in a situation where we have the Pashup shot, the Pasuk says the person's killed and the animal's killed. So that's Beferish talking about Mazid, obviously. So then you could ask and limit it possibly to Mazid based on Darshina time at the Krah, because that's not changing the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Anyway, that's the Arach Laner. Feel free to look at it right here, Sanhedrin Nun Dalet. But related to this issue of putting the animal to death is a discussion in the Achronim. We've quoted this before from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar, and that is there something to talk about when it comes to punishing animals? In this case, the Ramban of HaTorah, in Parshas Noach, says that it can't be that this is a punishment. For the owner, when we kill the animal, because even a behemoth hefker, you put to death. So it can't be an onesh for the bailim. So what is it? So there has to be something there, an onesh for the animal. And the Beis HaOtzer and Klal Nun Hei quotes a number of sources which seem to say that there is some type of onesh type of idea when it comes to Balichayim. For example, he quotes the Mechilta Mishpatim that learns the Isser Hana'ah of Shar Haniskal from the Isser Hana'ah of Egla Arufa. Says the Medrash, Uma im Egla, She'ena lo Matame es Arz lo Masalakas es Ashchina. Egla Arufa didn't do anything to be Matame the land or to remove the Shechina. And yet that Egla is Aser Bahana'ah. So Shar Haniskal, Shehu Matame es Haaretz, Umesalik es Ashchina, Dinhu Shehi Aser Bahana'ah. Asher Niskal, that did defile the land and remove the Shechina. So an animal defiled the land, an animal removed the Shechina? So it sounds like the animal did something wrong, objectively. Or the famous Gemara in Psachim, it's also a medrash in Shochar Tov and Tehillim about the frogs. The frogs, we learn a kavachomer for Kiddush Hashem from the frogs. If the frogs were a mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem and they jumped into the ovens and they gave their lives, kol shekein, we have to. So it sounds like there's this charva onesh when it comes to animals. That's a serious kavachomer. There's a gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yutes that also says if an animal's trying to determine whether an animal's it's Karen or Shane or Regel in the first parak, in the second parak there. So the gemara has a line mi amrinon if the animal is kishkesh ba'amasa, if the animal damages somebody else ba'amasa with its male organ. So mahu mihu mi amrina mi davia Karen lav yitzra katakif lehach. And I'm Elosh Noah. Do we say his yetzer is overtaking him and that's why he damaged Odilma? Or no, this is not kavanas lahazik. So there again, you see the language of yitzra katakif leh used by an animal. Again, there's a lot more. One final source, Rav Shechter quotes in Eret HaTzvi on page Reish Nun Vav, quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadik Aleph, where Rabbi Gamliel holds that the concept of Yud Zehuvin, paying 10 gold coins to someone who steals a mitzvah, applies also to someone who steals the mitzvah of an owner killing his Shar HaNiskal. So says Rav Shechter, one second. If it's an onish for the owner to kill his own Shar HaNiskal, onshim are not self-inflicted in halacha. There are riyas to this. We've spoken about this. Onish has to be from an outer source. So if we say that the owner has a lechadchila to kill his own Shar HaNiskal, have him killed, so much so that if somebody steals the mitzvah, they would have to pay Yud Zehuvim, so that lechora shows that it's not an onish for the owner. Maybe it's an onus for the animal then. That relates to the takala and kalon issue. Anyway, this is the first iser related to Mishka Behema. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, the next mitzvah, we get into the last one of the arayas. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes a bunch of halachas related to arayas in general, which we'll get into, but that is mitzvah 210.